One in four Native Americans lives under the poverty level. It's the worst poverty rate in the U.S. for any racial group. But one group is improving its economic outlook on the reservation, Native women. They're taking managerial jobs and pursuing higher education more than ever before and are often the primary family breadwinners. In fact, at the Wind River Casino, the largest employer in Fremont County, the female workforce is now almost 60%. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards visited and has this report.
When Delinda Burning Breast started with the Wind River Casino 10 years ago, it wasn't even a casino. It was just a bingo hall.
I was just a regular floor worker, just like when they sell sheets and stuff for bingo.
But it didn't take long before she moved up to floor supervisor. And then, after the casino opened, she moved into the finance office. Along the way, she got pay raises and benefits, which helped when her husband couldn't find work and ended up as a stay-at-home dad. That is, until 2 months ago, when he passed away.
He was like kidney failure and liver failure.
Burning Breast says she's been taking her husband's death pretty hard. But even though she felt dazed at work and spent a lot of time worrying about her kids, she needed to keep working to pay her bills. So that's when her managers stepped in.
They kind of had like a 50-50 fundraiser for me, and they helped me out with some money. Made me cry. And I was like, I don't know, I just couldn't believe it. And then Thanksgiving was coming up, and then they helped me with like a turkey basket.
And they moved her out of the finance office with its intense deadlines and into a less stressful position as a file clerk.
We knew she needed help.
That's Andrea Clifford, the casino's assistant manager. She says supporting women like Burning Breast isn't just charity on the part of the casino. The casino needs them. Women are often the most qualified with more education and work skills than men.
The phenomenon that I'm seeing the last 10 to 15 years, really seeing women go out and be the breadwinners. The males of the household tend to stay home and take care of the kids.
But Clifford says casino work is tough for moms. They're open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That's why the kind of support that Burning Breast received isn't uncommon around here. Clifford says it's good for business to make sure moms aren't worrying about their kids and can focus on their jobs.
We went out and visited the daycare sites so we could see for ourselves. Even some of the daycares extended their hours and went to swing, which was really good.
It's only one of many programs the casino offers to help women succeed as breadwinners. Household budget trainings, childcare at the local gym.
For a casino, I think that's very unique.
That's Lorenda Sanchez, who sits on the Native American Employment Training Council, a national group that advises the U.S. Secretary of Labor. She says the Northern Arapaho are unusual in channeling casino profits into such programs. And many tribes without casinos are finding it harder to provide good support programs since the recession.
Part of that's attributed to the decline in federal government support for these programs, whether it's the child care programs, even training programs.
But with more tribes developing economies around tribal-owned casinos, things are changing. Manager Andrea Clifford's mother didn't work outside the home, and neither did Delinda Burning Breast's. But these days, Burning Breast says most of the women she knows are working. Burning Breast says she's always known she wanted to work for her family.
I always wanted nice things and stuff, but, you know, my grandparents were struggling and all that, and I was like, one of these days I'm going to try to do something. And
the Wind River Casino is depending on women like Burning Breast to help it grow well into the future. As part of their five-year plan, the casino says they intend to build an on-site childcare facility. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Melody Edwards.